Hi, this is Jasper. I'm down at the Center for Sex and Culture with who?
Carol Queen, PhD, sexology and masturbation activist for the day.
So I'm going to give you a public to speak to.
All right. Wonderful.
So this we're speaking on Audioboo, which I recently discovered, which is a kind of network of radio broadcasters in England, mostly. So we're going to talk to them. Try to explain to a British audience what the hell it is that you're doing here today.
Well, remarkably enough, the British audience might be more familiar with the concept of the Masturbate-a-thon than most of the people in the United States are, because we did a big one in London three and a half years ago, and it was pretty extraordinary. It was a benefit for Marie Stopes International. Uh-huh. And the Terence Higgins Trust, although the Terence Higgins Trust really wasn't sure that they wanted their name associated with it, was kind of funny. What do you know?
Okay.
You never know when people are going to be pro or anti-masturbation.
And so it really worked in England?
And it was really quite something. It was really quite something. But so for the people who have not heard of it or have not crossed their minds since then, the Masturbate-a-thon is like a walk-a-thon or a bike-a-thon. It is one of those situations where you do an activity, you get pledges from your friends, appropriate others, to do that activity, then you gather the money generated by the time that you did the activity and remit it to the charity that the thon is supporting. In this case, it's a Masturbate-a-thon, so people will get either pledge themselves or get sponsors in that way, appropriate other people, to say, sure, I'll give you a dollar every hour you masturbate. Sure, I'll give you a dime every minute you masturbate. Sure, I'll give you $10 for every orgasm you have. Whatever.
$10 per orgasm. Has that happened? No,
not so far. But I have to say, it would be a great thing to do, except for those surprise multi-orgasmic people. When we were in London, we had a 49-orgasm high point. A woman came in, and she had been in training for some time.
She
was disappointed that she hadn't made 50, but she said, oh, I guess I shouldn't have ripped that last one off before I left home this morning to come down to London on the train from Coventry. So what are you going to do?
Wow, that's impressive.
We have been doing this for 10 years or so, and the Masturbate-a-thon itself was developed by Good Vibrations as part of its National Masturbation Month festivities. Good Vibes version. The Good Vibes version isn't a live group event as this one is going to be today. We've already got four or five people in there trying to break the time record duration, which is set at 9 hours and 58 minutes.
Okay.
So almost 10 hours from the time they started.
Well, thank you.
They'll be done.
So,
or they'll drop out.
So thank you for enlightening us.
Sure.
I'll be sticking around. And this is going straight up to the internet, sweeties.
Splendid.
So people will be hearing about it.
People can actually tune in later if they go to masturbateathon.com. And it's going to start at 4 p.m. our time on the Pacific West Coast of the U.S., and it's going to go for 4 hours or so. So there's a little charge, a little donation charge, and people can hear both our interviews and also look around at what's going on. Some of the people here have signed releases, and others are going to be masturbating publicly, privately.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You are more than welcome.
And now, where we get to the bleeding edge of technology, I